Seventh parak of Menachos, fourth mission of Nesachim. Shekinshav v'kalivah nimzah zevach pasam. We have Nesachim, which you makadish them in a kli sharis, and afterwards you found out that the second was pasam. Kavim was pasam. So basically, it's not part of a kavim now, but the kavim itself is pasam. Im yeshem zevach achag yikavu imay. If he has another korban that didn't prepare a nesachim for them, so he could use these nesachim for that korban. How could he do it? He originally made it for one korban, now he switched to another korban. So the Gemara says, he's talking about nesachim for korban tzibur. Now there's a concept of leiv bezin masna leiv, which means bezin, when I makti something for the tzibur, they make a condition. If it could be used for this korban, good. And if not, then the hektar should be used for another korban. So since the chatchila, the hektish was made in such a fashion, it can work for other things. Vim lav yivs silu belina. If not, and it's nothing to do with this, in the sachem, just leave it overnight, and you'll be pasul. So here we have a chiddush that once it was put in this kli sharis, it becomes pasul belina. If the toida was a female and he gave birth, or he exchanged it for another animal and he retains his kedusha, but you know, the second animal also is considered a toida. But mafresh does it ba'ovda, or he was mafresh the toida and lost it. Hifeshachos tachter, and he made a replacement one, and he was makriv one of them. So the second one is not needed anymore for zikur chiyuv, and therefore all these three cases. You don't bring bread with them. Shenem of Hikrif says, Al Zebach HaToyda. HaToyda Tun Lechem. The primary Toyda needs bread. Vloy Vloda, not its offspring. Vloy Chalifosa, not its exchange. Vloy Tumurosa, and not its Tumura, that you made its Kedusha go also on the second thing. Any of these things, Tun Lechem, do not need bread.